This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
It will probably come as no shock to many of you that the 8th verse of Psalm 118 is the middle verse of the Bible. There are 31,174 verses in all, and this verse is number 15,587. It's a short little verse with a powerful message. It says, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man." This is true for a number of reasons. For one thing, God always keeps His promises. Can you say that about man? The other day, our refrigerator went on the blink, so I called a repair shop to have someone come out to our home to fix it. They said the repairman would be out around 10 in the morning the next day. He wasn't. When he finally did come, he looked it over and said it wouldn't cost more than $50. It did. After he had finished his job, he said we wouldn't have any more trouble with it. We did. In fact, right now the thing isn't running properly. It won't shut off. It runs all the time, and it squeaks. We put our confidence in man, paid him money, and he failed to live up to his part of the bargain. Now, God would never do that. We are always secure in His hands. This same theme is stated in Jeremiah 17:5-6. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who depends on flesh for his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. The prophet here is talking about the person who would rather trust man than God. He thinks man is more reliable, has greater wisdom, greater power, and greater compassion in dealing with his problems than God. Now, what is the outcome of such thinking? Where will it lead? What will the person's life be like who thinks that way? Here's what the Bible says in Jeremiah 17:6. He will be like a bush in the wastelands. He will not see prosperity when it comes. He will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in a salt land where no one lives. By way of contrast, the next verse says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. He will be like a tree planted by the water, whose leaves are always green and never fails to bear fruit." Christian, in your walk of daily discipleship, who will you trust, man or God? Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to join us in reading through the entire Bible in a year. To help you, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, this self-study guide will direct your Bible reading and offer insights on living a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.